Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, Weird or Lost Levels. How are you doing? This is podcast 61. Joining me today, we have Dark Boo.
Hello.
Super Zamazy.
Hello.
Timmy.
Hey, ya.
And Toadette.
Hey, yo! Save the best for last.
Oh, yeah. This is like at a real long time. We've actually had everyone on here. So this is like the whole cast. So yes, that's pretty cool. Today's topic is gonna be Mario Wii U. The new Mario game that's gonna be coming out on the Wii U that we know nothing about. So we're gonna speculate on it. Okay, so but before we do that, let's get into what everyone has been doing this week, because there's so much nonsense to get into, and then some people have good things to say, so let's get started. Who wants to start us off? I'm gonna throw the baton pass to someone.
Of course me.
Okay, I give the baton to Dark Boo.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, yes, we got everybody sitting at the council, passing around the KFC and the Popeyes with their mashed potatoes, and like everything. We just passing around. So, yes, welcome to the council. But nevertheless, Monday, I don't know what happened. My memory's bad. I don't know what happened on Monday. I guess nothing happened on Monday. No, nothing happened. Tuesday? Actually, Monday, yes! That freaking psychology class. Oh, my God, I hate it. I got a 50 on the test. I'm like, oh, again? I was like, again? She dropped the lowest grade. I'm like, 50, 50, 60. Which one can you go down? It's only the 50. Oh, Jesus. And then after, it's the next day. What day is that? Actually, no, Monday coming to the college. That freaking circus. I'm sick and tired of the Barnum Bailey ring-a-ding-ding-dong, whatever the hell. Oh, my God, I'm sick of that circus. I'm sick of that circus. Oh my God, it always caused some freaking delays. That's why I couldn't get my White Castle in the morning. The freaking N43 had to go to that stupid commercial and then go to the freaking... Oh, we had to do so much time, so I came here late and couldn't get my freaking, what is that thing called? Come on, help me. White Castle. Couldn't get my White Castle. Mad. And, Tuesday, nothing happened on Tuesday. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Wednesday, I had another test in psychology. I had a midterm. I'm sitting there like, oh, I'm a fail. Oh, I'm a fail. And then after, she said, right on the test one column, what's the score you think you ought to get? I put 65 and a down arrow. And then after, the test was actually decent. Yes, it was. So I think I passed. I need a 100. They have a 71 average. I need 100. And I can get 114 on an test. I need higher than 100. If I get 114, I'm going to jump and lift every voice and sing. Yes, rejoice. So that's what happened on Wednesday. I fell asleep. No, Wednesday, we had a freaking quiz. Mind you, my syllabus is so messed up because we edited the syllabus for English like 1,000 times. I thought we had to do a story. He was like, no quiz. And then he got mad about whoever didn't read the story and leave. I was like, hold up, you old snaggletooth looking World War II veteran. Hold up. Don't get mad because you edit the syllabus like freaking 9 times. We don't know where we at. Last time I thought we had something to do. No, we was giving in something. Don't try it with me. And then one girl told me that. He's like, well, y'all don't want to be prepared for class. Hold up, refrain from using y'all and refrain from being unprepared, because I'm about to unprepare your head. Goodness. Talking about that, I'm like, I ain't got time for this. I still sat in that class, but I told him I ain't got time for this with your foolishness. Don't try it before you get knocked out. You might be World War II veteran, but that still doesn't excuse you from a beatdown. Get it together. I flipped the weave. I flipped the bag, kept moving. And that's pretty much what happened. Wednesday we had that much drama. Oh no, I was with my friend Dominique and she was talking about food and everything. I'm like, you made me hungry. Thursday, nothing happened. Yeah, nothing happened on Thursday. And Friday, Nothing happened on Thursday nor Friday. That was a good thing. I had work Friday. Got off work early. That was very good because now I'm on spring break. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord because I got tired. I'm tired. But mind you, this is a bull. When I come back April 1st, I have two math quizzes due. I have an English essay due. I'm like, you for real? I'm like, oh, Jesus, Mary, Joseph. So mind you, so let's move on. On Friday. I'm supposed to go out somewhere. This snag, not even snagging to this poor rat looking S-O-B, S-O-H, my N. Oh my God. He got me so pissed off. Mind you, I had to get dressed at 6:50 to go to Port Washington at a decentable time. Got to get dressed at 6:50. So you know what time I woke up? I woke up at 6:30. Yes, I did. This, I can't say the word. Oh my God, this, he had the nerve to text me at 7:30 when I'm dressed and prepared to trunk outside up in the cold. Here we go another day. I'm sleepy. I'm like, I just got so much rage. And here comes, he said, let's try Saturday. Saturday come. Oh, he's tired too. I'm like, oh God, I'm on the verge of yelling and screaming and complaining and everything. I'm like, oh, who do I kill today? Oh, he got me so pissed. I dropped my camera. That's why you heard a big old bang. I dropped the camera. I'm so pissed. I dropped the camera, I'm sorry. I played my record. We was trying to start you. I don't know what day it was.
Hey.
I don't know what day it was. Only thing I know, wasn't there some stupid heifer who was hacking? Who was she? That stupid heifer. She must be, I don't know her name. I'm going to put her on Flash Be a Mary Potter Legacy podcast.
It was like Now or like Queen something.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. Only thing I need to do is speed hacking. Oh my God. Who was she? She wasn't a stupid character in a fucking cart. I think it was Mario in a cart. Flying. Oh, baby.
Was it a baby Daisy?
Baby Daisy in a cart. Flying. When I say flying, her, she was flying. Because she was hacking. Oh. I could snatch her up that day. You know, that was what happened. I've been working. Tutoring getting my nerves. Let me give y'all the script story. It's probably gonna take 2 minutes, but sound like five. These counselors want advanced counselors one. So these folks, they came into class, sat down, asked them. Mind you, when I do homework, I don't check homework. That's not my priority to check homework. Homework is for you. If you don't do your homework, if you have a question about a question up on the homework, I'm going to plug. Therefore, I'm going to give you that two blessings, four S's, it's together. So basically, I'm thinking that's like, I'm not going to do this question. They're not going to do that question. Prove this, prove that. They're sitting there like, we don't know how to do it. I gave that for homework, and then this one girl said, well, I didn't feel like doing the homework. I turned to her and be like, if you don't feel like doing a homework, you're behind on a fail. She like, I don't care if you do anything. That's all like, I care. No, I still can pass the test. I'm sitting there in my head. I'm like, snap up. But I had to be keep content. I'm like, who do you think you're talking to? She said, you. I'm like, first of all, I'm not your mama. I'm not your daddy. I'm not your friend. I'm not any one of your poke bubbles. I will pop your bubble instantly. Don't try it. Talk about who you think I'm talking to. I will hurt you up in the class because you don't think you're grown. You act in such a way that you think you're proud of yourself, yet you make yourself look like a complete doofus. Right about now, your ignorance is glistening at the moment. And then you want to act like you're something. You want me to announce your grade? Here was your grade. 52, 39, and 71. Oh, you passing all right. Do you know how to calculate average? Apparently not, because your ass is failing. I had to tell her about herself. Who did she think she was playing? Not me. Not today. Never. And these buses, I'm gonna have to No, it's not gonna be that. I don't know what I'm gonna do Black Friday. Black Friday. It was a short Black Friday. I know it was. But yes, that's all what happened. I don't wanna drag this. Yes, that's all happened. I gotta eat.
All right. Okay, so let me see. Who am I gonna pass the baton to now? Toadette, do you wanna go?
Sure.
All right, let me give the baton to you.
All right, thank you. This weekend, I went to the Hilton down near Columbus Circle, and I live in New York. For the viewers who don't know, I live in New York City. Yes, I went to like 59th Street, Columbus Circle, and I stayed at the Hilton because my grandfather, he is part of the Inner Circle show that plays every year. It is a show that teasingly makes fun of politics and the current state of our U.S. government. It sounds boring, but it's actually pretty funny because it parodies, like, modern songs. Like, there's one part where it was, like, a bunch of old people doing Gangnam Style. And there's another part where it was supposed to be, like, the mayor's office and people doing the Harlem Shake at the mayor's office when Bloomberg wasn't there. And later at night, I saw, like, around 1 o'clock last night, or I guess earlier this morning, because technically 1 o'clock would be today, but I saw the mayor's rebuttal, and the mayor's rebuttal is a show that stars our Mayor Bloomberg himself. Like, he's actually acting and dancing and singing, and it was basically a show with him parodying, like, classic Broadway shows that are playing right now, like Annie and Phantom of the Opera, and, like, it was, like, about his final, since it's his final term, and, like, you know, it was about him using a iPhone app in order to get him an extra term, and it was really funny. And during the final part, like while Bloomberg was singing, like confetti shot out, and everyone at the table got their own glow sticks, so we had to open them out and like wave them around the air while he was singing. It was awesome. And that was pretty much my weekend. Some bad news though. Today. A couple hours ago, I went to GameStop and I tried to pick up the new Luigi's Mansion, but unfortunately, they ran out. Boo. And I couldn't do the Pokemon event either, because apparently that GameStop wasn't participating in it, so no Meloetta for me. Well, I mean, I already have one, but I wanted another one. And I can't buy Luigi's Mansion on an eShop because I don't have any more money left. Well, I mean, I do have money, but I'm saving it for Fire Emblem DLC, so I don't have any extra money for it. So, if I'm lucky, I might get the game on Tuesday. Certainly trying to get it this weekend. When I do, I'll tell you guys all about it. But that's pretty much been my weekend. You know, dancing with the mayor, hanging out with my lazy self, failing to get Luigi's Mansion, and once again, being Fire Emblem's bitch.
Alright, you go, girl. Okay. Now, thanks for giving me back the baton. Alright, so now I'm gonna pass down to SC, so he's gonna tell you guys what he's been doing this week. Here you go, SC.
This week? You know, honestly, I don't even remember what I've been doing this week. It's the last 2 days. See, Toadette, you haven't been able to play. That's all I've been doing is Luigi's Mansion. It's kind of ridiculous. I got the game on Friday morning because a local video game store was selling it early, so I took advantage of that.
Lucky bastard, I ought to kill you!
I hate GameStop don't have a thing. I can't stand it.
I really stopped going to GameStop for this because it's the only game store I know. So, and if I try to go to Nintendo World, it's gonna be crowded as hell because you know it's release day. It's in Rockefeller Center, which is like in the heart of Manhattan. And I'd rather just be disappointed by GameStop than trampled by a billion people just to get some Luigi's Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's all I've been doing. I've been doing the guides on MarioPartyLegacy.com. Go check that out if you haven't already. I've only played through the first mansion, but I've done everything in that mansion. All the Boo locations and the gem locations and all the missions, including the bonus one. And usually when I'd get really, really, really stuck on something, I could, you know, go look it up. And I was having this problem with the fifth gem you had to find. I could not find it for the life of me. I spent like 2 hours looking for it, could not find it. So when you guys get a chance to play, let me know if you find gem 5. I already found it because I looked it up, but let me know how long it takes you guys. Because it was ridiculous. Could not figure it out.
Wait, gem 5?
Gem, like a treasure gem.
Oh.
Yes, there's 13 in each mansion.
I'm talking about Luigi's Mansion. I thought you were talking about Pokemon Gen 5.
No, I have been playing Pokemon still. And actually, I think I played it once. I have no idea what's going on in there anymore. You just battle things, and who knows. But this whole Luigi's Mansion thing, it's kind of getting to me because, I mean, last night I didn't go to sleep until like 3:30 because I wanted to get a lot of the guide done before today. Well, I guess it was technically today already, but yeah, whatever. That's just what I've been doing is playing Luigi's Mansion. You know, I still don't know if this podcast is real, but whatever. We'll move on. Should we explain why everyone's laughing?
Should we start?
Okay, well, let's explain it quick. Yes, Toyota, can you please explain it for me, Leslie?
A couple minutes ago, before we started this podcast, we tricked Super Zambazi into thinking that we already finished the podcast. We were pretending to do the final part already, and he believed us. And now he doesn't know if we're actually doing the real podcast or we're just punking with him again.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
We're doing the real podcast, I swear. I swear to God, I swear to Buddha, I swear to Allah, I swear to Toadette. This is the real deal.
I hope so, because we've already spent like 30 minutes. So if you guys just go, just kidding, oh my gosh, so funny. I'm just going to be like, are you kidding me? What the heck?
This isn't the real podcast.
Okay, well, see, it worked on Timmy somewhat last time, but that was through chat. I actually joined the call and you guys were working.
This isn't the real podcast.
Oh, I don't know what to think anymore.
Okay, now that we went through all that, Timmy, what have you been doing this week?
What I've been doing, I've been hacking Paper Mario down to your door as usual. I finished my no healing run, thank God. I've also been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Staryu. Hey! But the freaking lag is getting ridiculous, because you see the lag and it goes like 10 frames a second. It's ridiculous.
It's like HJ lag.
Besides that, Tuesday at school, it was literally empty. We literally had like 5 to 8 students a class because we got 10.5 inches of snow. And oh my God, I wish my parents let me stay home that day, cause it was literally empty and literally boring. Friday I got sick, and I have to do my English essay, and oh my God, and I also have to finish my science pamphlet, and it's getting annoying. But yes, that's pretty much what I've been doing this week.
Hello. All right, that's what Timmy has been doing this week. That's what Timmy's been doing this week. Now, in this week, let's get into that. Okay, first off, I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy.
Ah! Hey!
I've been playing, Mario Kart Wii with Dark Boo. Hey!
Yes, yes, yes!
I've been being a Leslie with Toadette. Ah!
Yeah, girl, come here, girl.
I've been playing a lot of Metroid Fusion lately, I recently picked it up on the Game Boy Advance SP, and I've just been playing it constantly. Anyway, I've been playing tons and tons of Metroid Fusion. I recently got the Power Bombs, and I recently encountered the SAX, and he tried to freaking beat me up, but Samus doesn't deal with that crap. Yeah, and the aliens boarded my ship, so I'm at the middle part of the game. So yeah, I just started yesterday, and look how far I'm at already. Already at the middle part of the game. I'm really glad that I'm so fantastic at the game. Other than that, I recently just bought Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. My dad picked it up for me so graciously. I gave him the money, and he went to GameStop, got it for me. And yeah, I've been playing it like ever since a few minutes, like, before we started the podcast and before we checked NSC. So, yeah, I've been playing Luigi's Mansion. I have to find this green light thing, and I'm, like, confused at where it is. So I'm just looking for it, and I'm probably going to cheat and, like, find out through this whole thing. But, yeah, so far from what I've played, it's really easy, it's fun, it's really simple to play with, so I recommend anyone who has a 3DS, and like, even if you Luigi's Mansion, pick it up, it's fun. I also got Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity, but I haven't played it yet. Well, I played it on the demo a week ago, but I just got the full game now, so I'm gonna continue doing that soon. And I've been playing a lot of Kirby's Amazing Mirror as well. Oh my god, so many games, huh? I've been playing Kirby's Amazing Mirror. I got to 100% in a matter of 5 days, which I'm shocked, because before I got, like, 4 days, but, you know, I was slacking off. But I got it at 100%, and I did the boss Endurance and won with ease. And, yeah, I've been pretty much just playing games and just, yeah, that's pretty much it, really. I have been working on my game MPI. It'll probably be available in April or May, you know, on, MPL. I've just been, like, really, you guys know I still haven't found my flash drive, right? It's been, like, 3 weeks, and I still haven't found it. It's a shame, it really is. But, regardless, it's okay. I'm reworking stuff, and until I find it, I'm making everything from scratch again. So now that's what everyone's been doing this week. Now let's get into news and community, which I'm going to once again hand off the baton to SC. Here you go.
Thank you. Woo! Good catch. Oh, dang it. That was me catching. Okay. So just a few items on the list. We have Luigi's Mansion, which came out today in North America. Today's Sunday, by the way. And in Japan 4 days ago. You already heard our thoughts on that. Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D will be released in North America on May 24th, and in Europe May 24th as well. Australia will get it May 25th. That's it for the news, but we also have some community-related things. This last Saturday, so yesterday, the day before Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon came out, we had a community night with Luigi's Mansion, and, you know, I didn't expect too many people to show up, and we actually had 4 people show up, so that's really awesome. We had guests 777, Sax Prodigy, Aquayoshi, and MQ Jinx. Thank you all 4 of you for coming. It was really interesting watching the comments and saying what we liked about the game, how far we were, all that good stuff. And we also had a quiz, which we went over 20 questions about the game and things related to the game. And Sax Prodigy won first place. And Aquayoshi got a very, very close second, 1 point behind. And Guest 777 got third place, and MQ Jinx got fourth place. And yeah, that was really, really fun, and I'm glad all of you joined. So I'm going to give it back to Staryu for updates on the videos for Lost Levels.
Yes, every week we do the Lost Levels small daily videos. It's every week, Monday through Friday, we do it we actually do it actually quite a lot. On Monday, it's Mushroom Mondays with Toadette, where she goes into 5 facts, mentions 5 facts, and then, you know. And Juicy, on Tuesday, wow, on Tuesday, it's Juicy Tuesdays with me, Spider Staryu. Basically, I asked you guys three questions and a hot topic of the day, which is basically a hot topic that's spiraling through the Mario community. On Wednesday, it's Legacy Wednesday with Super Zambesi, where he talks about a game and then gives some trivia about it, and then invites you guys to post your own memories or facts that you know about the game. On Thursday, it's Double T Thursdays with Timmy, where Timmy basically where he reviews music or a soundtrack or a remix, and basically just invites you guys to listen to it, and I'll put a link in the description. And on Friday, we have Black Fridays with Dark Boo.
Yeah, it's the corn.
Where basically Dark Boo rants about real life drama. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Be sure to stay subscribed to the Lost Levels YouTube account, the Lost Levels MPL. We make great videos, and of course Saturday is podcast day. So, but the podcast day today was Sunday. This was this only special exception, so you'll have to excuse us now. Okay, now let's get into our main topic, the long-awaited. Our main topic today is Mario Wii U, as I've stated before. We have some things to go in about this topic, so let's get started. First off, let me just put a disclaimer. This is pure speculation. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the game. We're just speculating on what could possibly happen with the game, because, you know, the game can go in many directions. We don't know. We're just guessing. Fun, and you know, people like to see that. So let's get into this. We have a few things to say. Okay, about Mario Wii U, what are some locations you think will appear in this game? All right, because most of these Mario platformers or 3D worlds per se are all about the locations, like how Super Mario 64 is like based in a castle, and how Mario Sunshine it's basically a resort. And Super Mario Galaxy is based off of space. So what is, like, the main area, I think, the next main Mario platformer will be based around? Because, you know, there's many options it can go. So what do you think is probably going to happen? We're going to start with Super Zambesi.
Well, I think we've done, like you said, Castle. That's kind of like Mushroom Kingdom. You can consider that. Resort. Island and space, and I think it's time to go back to the Mushroom Kingdom and the castle. I mean, it's been plenty of time since then. We've done some interesting things since then, and I don't know, there's still so much to explore there, you know. Even going back to the castle itself, doing the same thing, that is totally fine with me. It's exactly what I'd like to see on a new console, new graphics, new mechanics, all this good stuff. So go back to the castle. If you don't go back to the castle, go back to the Mushroom Kingdom. I just want my 3D platforming back. You know, Super Mario Galaxy, those games are great. They got a little, they were linear, more than a little more linear than 64 and Sunshine were. That's okay, but I'd like to see something like 64 again. So just go back to that whole area, please.
Okay, how about you, Dark Boo?
No, 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 as he stole my answer. That's not fair. That's not fair, because it's not fair. The moment I asked you, oh my goodness, I said, it's the Mushroom Kingdom in the chat. I said, it's Mushroom Kingdom, it's the castle itself. Because I was going to say the whole Mushroom Kingdom, but no. So basically, everything as he said was what I was going to say. Oh, dang it.
Okay, Toadette, what do you think?
I would like an adventure in the Mushroom Kingdom, or better not, why don't we go to like a new place, or like some of the old areas in Mario, like Sarasaland or the Chai Kingdom, or I don't know. I would really be fine in any place that, you know, is, you know, new and refreshing. Or just cool.
Timmy?
I'm just gonna go what Ez and Dark Blue said, but another thing I would like to add, like, I don't want the game to, like, gift wrap everything, like they did with Super Mario Galaxy, but, like, I want, like, actual, like, freedom of exploring, and, like, you have to figure things out on your, by yourself. So, yeah.
Well, Toadette, you stole my answer, sort of, slightly. I think that they should make the next Mario Wii U game around Sarasaland. It has been so long since they even, like, set foot or even, like, really mentioned Sarasaland, Daisy's Kingdom. I think it'd be really cool if, like, they really just explore the opportunities they can do with a game based around there. And, like, if you want to kidnap Daisy, sure, whatever. I don't know. Kidnap Daisy, whatever, make Peach, like, a support character. I don't know what you want to do with the story. We'll get... But I think that it should be based around Sarasaland because it's a big kingdom, and they really have not really explored it as they really could. I mean, Mushroom Kingdom, oh my god. How big is the freaking Mushroom Kingdom? There's, like, so many, like, places and different, like, works or woods or space, whatever. It's, like, all over the place. But I think Sarasaland would just be a cool general place to, like, start a basic idea and, like, get it going again. Because they're all about the nostalgia, so it'll still work when nostalgia favor.
Hello?
Who's next? Oh jeez, who's next? Who's next?
Oh my god.
Who's next? Who didn't say anything?
Oh my god, he disconnected. Oh, okay.
Who didn't say anything?
I think we're supposed to go on to the next question.
Are we moving on to the next question? Oh, so how about this? I might as well take control of this. Do some passes. I'm so sorry, Sire. I'm so sorry. Are you still recording? Are you still recording, Timmy?
Yes.
Oh my god, cut the call out.
Ahem. Okay, so that was a small interruption. Connect problem to the screen. Now, but we're back though. That will be excused. Ahem. Next question. What is the core mechanic you want to be presented in the game? Like, Super Mario Sunshine had flood, and then Super Mario Galaxy had the gravity and space feature. Like, what should the core mechanic be? Or should it just be basically walking around into paintings like Super Mario 64? What do you think it should be? Super Zamasu.
Oh, you know, I think each of those things makes that game unique. So Sunshine had that, the water pack, and Galaxy had the space. And I think those should stay there. I don't think they should return. We should have something new to look forward to again. What exactly that'll be, I have no idea. I'm not the one making the game. I can't tell you that. I'm not the creative one behind these games. So, I don't know. I hope it's something interesting because both of those ideas I really like. You can even throw in Luigi's Mansion Vacuum. That's cool, too. That's a core mechanic that changed that game.
What?
And I would...
You mean steal it?
Wait, what?
You mean, like, steal it from the Luigi Mansion games?
No, I'm saying that was also a good core mechanic, as an example. Not, I don't want to say that in a Mario game. I think the Luigi's Mansion vacuum is good for that game, but don't bring it into a Mario platformer, because that'll completely change the game, and that's not really what I'm looking for in a Mario platformer.
Right.
So, I don't know. I would not have a problem with it just being just like Super Mario 64, collect the stars and just run and jump. I'm fine with that. That's
okay.
It.
Dark Boo.
We have a problem because I don't know.
Someone better know.
We have a problem because I don't. If it's free roaming and everything, free roaming, communications and everything, yes, we have the Toads talking it, etc., etc. I don't know what it could be based off a theme, like, oh my god, I don't know. I don't know the theme, schmuck, oh god, I don't know, I'm sorry. I don't know, no, because it's free roam. I'm not used to giving themes. Like, if it's not free roaming, you can easily quit, put a theme to it. If it's not free roaming, you can put a death theme or whatever, etc., etc. But if it is free roaming, it could. I really don't know. I'm bad at this. I'm sorry. I do not know.
Did you guys come prepared or what?
No.
This question is hard because free roaming, the only free roaming game, RPGs, role playing game, I don't necessarily call them free roaming because it is sort of free roaming, but not necessarily because usually where you're going, it's like a straight line, but only thing it is just a big old word that, oh, you can turn right, but don't forget, when in chapter 2, you gotta turn right, and when in chapter 3, you gotta go straight. When in chapter 4, go straight, they cut left. That's why I don't like necessarily calling them free roaming, because necessarily it's not. So that's why this question is hard.
All right, Toadette.
Toads! Lots and lots of toads! Mario goes to an adventure in Toad Town and turns into a toad and has toad friends and makes love to toads and has toad babies and uses the toad babies as weapons because the babies transform and toads turn into other toads and you have to fight toads with toads and you have to get all the secret toad emblems to make the final golden toad, and all the worlds are shaped like toads, and you're in a toad world where you have to put toads on toads and use toads against toads and turn into a toad with a toad that has another toad with the weapon, and all your items are toads, and everything is a toad. And the game is called Toad.
Timmy?
I actually do not know either, but really, like, I just think that, like, the core mechanics that, like, it's just gonna, like, revolve around the power-ups and maybe Yoshi, but, man, I can't really think of any.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what, you see, like, when we think of mechanic, it's, like, something, like, sort of like a gimmick. So you have to really think, like, if there was going to be a mechanic, why would they need one? Like, it has to have some type of purpose. Like, you can't just have, like, let me use a really far-fetched example. Mario, in, like, lava world, where Mario has to, like, get rid of all the lava, but the way he gets rid of it is, like, using, tissue. You know, you see how stupid that sounds? It was supposed to sound stupid because it shows how you need to have a mechanic if it needs to fit along with the story or what the game's about. So I can understand why some you guys might not have that many good, might not have those ideas for the games itself. But you know, I could think of some. Let me see. Have you guys ever thought of like Mario having like actual like fighting moves and like fighting like his way to save the princess or like whatever story they want to do. Like I'm sort of thinking like I don't know, it's sort of weird. Like I can imagine like Super Mario 64 but with more action. Can you guys picture that?
Him fighting Mario, big belly, pot belly fighting.
I love have that much for Jiggle Jaggle.
Yes, he does. Well, he's been trimming down off the mushrooms, but nevertheless, it'll be nice. It'll be very nice if I would see it. I would laugh at first.
Okay. Let's move on to my next question. Story. Yes, that's the question. Story? How much story do you want to see in this new game? Does story matter? Does story not matter? And if so, what type of story would you like to see? Super Zambazi.
First things first, story in a Mario game does not matter. It just doesn't. That's not what Mario games are about.
It does, it does. How dare you say something like that?
Like what game? Because I don't,
Paper
what
Mario.
Oh, dang it, that's
door.
A different,
Super Mario,
okay.
Super Paper Mario.
Paper Mario series, Super Mario RPG, stories matter. Yes. But like
we're
the main
about Mario in general, right?
Oh, I thought we were talking about mainline, but whatever. Okay, I guess. I'm talking it, for Paper Mario, yes, story needs to be there. I'm looking at you, Sticker Star. But for the like 3D platformers, 64 Sunshine Galaxy, even New Super Mario Brothers, if you want to count that. Nope, we're not counting that. Nope, don't even think about that. Story does not matter. It's all about the gameplay. But if you want to include a story, I think Galaxy did that pretty well, where they had just a little tad bit of story. You know, there's some Rosalina spaceship, whatever, and Bowser steals Peach again. Obviously, nobody really cares at this point, but it tied in with the whole Galaxy theme and Rosalina decently. It's very, very just a tad bit where you didn't think about it all the time. But with, like, if you look at Sunshine, that also had a story, but I think, like, some of the cutscenes are, like, super cheesy, and it wasn't too interesting for me. Not saying Galaxy was too, but Sunshine especially was kind of like, okay, this is kind of unnecessary. At least that's how I felt. So story, take a look at Galaxy games and use those as an example. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Dark Boo.
Anything that doesn't involve Peach getting kidnapped and actually Peach helping you. Anything that involves that, I'm all right. I don't want to hear anything about world dying. Open this door before I let out. But I'm sorry. Pretty much Peach not dying, I'm all right with it.
Okay, Toadette.
I think the story should obviously be original, you know. No, maybe try not to go for the princess capture again, or at least if you have to, just put like a creative twist to it, like the free Mario games. As much as people hated it in Sunshine, I would like voice acting to return.
Seconded.
I like the voice acting. I'd rather have them talk than just, you know, like that, and then just have words. Cause I don't know. I always wanted to feel like characters were actually talking to me. Cause I get lonely. And I want people to talk to me.
They give them an attitude. Give them something. Well, you read and you could... if you're not a good at English or any language it is in, basically reading skills, you won't be able to get the mood, the tone. Or if you see a bunch of exclamation marks and Daisy screams, you hear, ah. You see, ah. exclamation.
They should like do it like how a Mario Tennis was like with Waluigi, and one of those scenes Waluigi was like, ha ha, don't expect mouth to mouth to Bowser.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh my god,
that,
those bloopers.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever saw them. They had a personality. You can get the personality right there.
Whoops. Timmy, wow, I'm having an off day, aren't I? For story, like, it's not a game breaker if they use all whatever. Let's just, like, make Peach get kidnapped again. But, like, I kind of want to see something different from that. Like, or, like, if they're going to use that, like, make it at least, like, a different way that she gets kidnapped. Or, like, have, like, a different person kidnap her instead of just the usual. Oh, hey, Bowser's Bridges, just go and capture her. But, and also, I know this is kind of off topic, but I'd like if there were, like, some bloopers or whatever, and, like, I'd also like to see, like, voice acting, like Toadette said. But, yes, that's it.
I'm
sorry, SD, go.
I don't know, I think I'll be the minority and say that those things aren't a big... Those aren't a big draw for me when I play these games. Like, voice acting, I didn't like it in Sunshine, and it kind of worries me to see it in future games, so I don't know if I would agree and say I want to see voice acting. I mean, especially when I want to keep, for me personally, I want to keep the story to a minimum. I don't see why you would need voice acting for that. If it's done well and it's included, sure, but I don't know if I trust them, because Nintendo's not a company for voice acting. They don't have games that do that. At least not that I can think of right now. Toadette, what about Fire Emblem? Do they have a lot of voice acting in that?
They do. They have animated CG cutscenes where the people are talking to each other. Like, the people don't speak every text. Like, mostly it's just, like, text bubbles, but, like, people do make sounds, and there are scenes where they have full talking scenes. And when your character gets married, there is a special confession scene where, like, the character you're going to marry is, like, stares you in the eyes and says something. It's different for each character.
Huh. Well, is it done well, though?
Yeah. Like, we have professional voice actors. Like, the one dude I like, Long Koo, his American voice actor is Travis Willingham. He does the voice of Guile in Street Fighter IV, Knuckles the Echidna, Roy Mustang in Full Metal Alchemist. They get real voice actors.
Right, so if they do the right voice actors and if they write it right, then I don't have a problem with it. It's just, it's not something I'm not going to root for. I personally think it's not needed. And going on with what's not needed, Bowser kidnapping Peach, that is totally okay with me, because that's just what Mario is, and I don't play those games for to see what happens to Peach, or who's going to take her, or who's actually going to be taken, kidnapped, who's it going to be. That doesn't matter. That's not with these games. That's what you have, like, Paper Mario for. That's when things get interesting, and that's when I care. So if that happens, Peach gets kidnapped by Bowser, which, newsflash, it probably will, totally fine with me. Just thought I'd tell
that. As for... Wait, Timmy, did you answer the question?
What was the question? Sorry, I was AFK.
Question was, story, basically. How much would you want to see, et cetera, et cetera.
All the stories and that I already answered.
Oh, I thought you didn't. Wow, continuing the optimist. As for me, I completely disagree with Super Sam. as for me, I really think story, I agree it's not important in some games. Like, let me look at some Mario Party games where it's not important. Well, let's say Mario Party Mario. Mario Kart, story is not important in that game. In some Mario adventures, I will agree. Sometimes it's like, the story is not that important. However, when games like Paper Mario Sticker Star are getting released, where they're literally saying, oh, screw this story, we don't need a story. Or just have, like, a mini story that's not even, like, you can't even sink your teeth into. That's what I don't like. And that's why I do think that they should include more of a story in the more Mario games, if you're not going to include it in the Paper Mario games anymore. Because I think, why... Story does matter at times. Story helps you get involved with the game. It helps you sink your teeth into the characters. Ooh. I don't mean like that. I'm just like... You
can... Toad!
You just can relate more to the characters, like how Koops wanted to impress his, and my Pokemon 1000 Year Door, Koops wanted to impress his girlfriend and wanted to become stronger, or how Flurry is like so seductive and wants to be a better actress, you know, things like that. It's like you actually, well, I can't relate to that because I'm not, I just mean like, you know, you like the character, you want to see like more of the character because they have a personality and they have like a backdrop. But when the game has no story and just like no explanations, like, oh, Bowser kidnapped Peach. Oh, Mario, you need to go get her. It's like, it's so stupid. It's like, oh God, this again. It's like, it's not really relevant to me. I feel like if they did at least put more of an effort into this, at least a little bit, include more story, I think the game would be better. And that's just my opinion, because I can't really sink my teeth into a game that has no story. Like, I love New Super Mario Bros. U. It's a great game. Gameplay is great, but that's where it ends. Because once the gameplay's over, I'm like, I don't really care to really play it again. Because there's not really anything I really got into. I feel like Nintendo sort of just stopped with the story thing. Like, they used to have story in most of their Nintendo games back then, but then they sort of just, over time, are like, they're focusing on more younger and younger audiences, and then, of course, kids, most kids can't really read or just have trouble reading, and they're like, ah, we don't really care.
No tea, no shade.
Yeah, I poured down a troop about it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Can I say one more thing?
Okay.
I agree with what your approach to this. I just don't think that applies to these games, the Mario games, because when, and of course this is all opinion, I'm not telling you whatever. Okay. But the whole idea that you want to get to know your characters and you want to know why they're doing this and why this is happening and you want to get involved into the game and these characters, that's all good. And I think they do that in the Paper Mario series, and I do think that Sticker Star, that was its major fault. But when I'm playing a mainstream Mario game like a Mario 3D platformer, Galaxy Sunshine, I'm not playing it for those characters. I don't sit there and like, I'm playing this because I want to know what Mario's up to and what he thinks and why he's doing this and blah, blah, blah. I'm playing it because I like it when I jump and collect a star or whatever. So that, to me, is not important for these games. For other games, yes. What you said is that's totally true. But for these games, that does not apply. My opinion, of course. But.
Well, even if they don't want to really include a story in the main games, I think they could do better than just all Peach gets kidnapped once again. Can you at least agree with me on that they could do better than that?
Yes, they can do better, but if they did that, then that's totally fine with me.
Well, platformers, generally platformers, there is no story for some of them. But I just say, like, if it's like, what game? I don't want to say Paper Mario again, but if it's somewhere around that trajectory, that's the proper term, I hope. If they could have a story and everything where characters are more involved. I know there's a non-playable character section, but I'm talking about leading characters, like, this character is here because of the main character, the secondary main character, because Mario the main character. But that's how they should have the story. But if it's a platformer, usually nobody's in the story. They're basically in trying to get from point A to point B or see how fast you can do it, basically racing. But otherwise, some games, it needs a story. And they put a story in some games that necessarily don't need a story. And then some of the other games that definitely needs a story or needs more involvement of characters, Paper Mario, Sticker Star, for example, they don't have it. So I think they have problems trying to manipulate that idea of where to put it in this game and why.
All right. Since we exhausted that topic, that was very juicy, but
time consuming.
No, we actually got. This was a good discussion, but we needed to have.
Oh yeah.
Okay, the next question. What would you like to see return? Any specific location, power up, any enemy, boss? Well, I think obviously Bowser's gonna return, but like, generally, what would you like to see return from a past? And just because you want to see something return, it doesn't mean like, oh, they want to see everything about this game or that return. It just means that they want to see something return. Super Zamasu.
I want to say the castle, but I think I might save that for Dark Boo. Am I right?
Yes!
Yeah. Okay. I won't talk about it then. For other locations, it's always nice when we see a level based on Sunshine. We don't have to completely base the game around that and go back there. So just keep bring a level or a world with the, whatever they're called, Piantas and whatnot. Nokis.
Pianas.
Oh, who even decides these official pronunciations? I don't know.
You're the one who... Aren't you the one who said, like, Vixini?
Those are Pokemon. They are all over the place. I have no idea.
Everyone knows the pronunciation for those.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't even know.
Pronounce what?
The guys from Mario Sunshine.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce? How did he pronounce it?
I said Piantas.
That's correct.
Everyone I know says piantas.
It's not pianta, it's pianta. It's a Italian word. It's pianta.
Oh.
SC was right on a subject?
It was like the best day ever.
Oh. Well, we've been funny.
It's indeed pianta.
What we learned today.
One
That's
point for me.
Today.
Woo. Everyone else has like 50 points, though. So,
One.
Let's see. Power-ups. I actually, it'd be really interesting to see some of these power-ups from New Super Mario Brothers show up in a 3D platformer, like that acorn suit. That'd be kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Mega Mushroom. No. Mega Mushroom in very limited locations, because that would not work everywhere. Enemies, you always need your classic Goombas and Koopas. That's what I really didn't like about Sunshine. Those were gone. So bring those back, of course. I would definitely like to see some of the ones in 3D Land, because they added quite a few there, and they were really interesting. Bring some of those back in, I don't know, enemies are enemies. Bosses, I really like Petey Piranha and Gooper Blooper from Sunshine. Bring them back. I really like those. And I always like any kind of ice boss, so like the one from Sticker Star, the Crystal King from Paper Mario. Those are cool. I like them. Bring them back, please. And bring back Toadsworth. He's cool. I like
Yay!
Him.
Yes.
Bring back Toadette.
Yeah!
Dark Boo.
Oh, thank you for asking about saying the castle. I noticed that Princess Peach, her castle looked like freaking Hogwarts, whatever the hell they say in Harry Potter. Whatever that castle
Hogwarts?
Is. Yes, that's how her castle looks, besides with all the exterior locations, etc., all that good stuff. I know there's some areas up in that castle now. I ain't stupid. They need to bring back that castle with all its floors. That castle looks like it's like 10 floors. Get together. And, also, they have like the little surroundings around the castle. I don't want to be sent to the castle, Daniel Sister. I want to be the castle, like in a remote area, and then like a big old town, full of town up in there. Then you got the wood. I know you gonna have some volcanoes, etc. Don't make it look like Zelda, please. I just want everything to mix and coincide together, come together, and just make it up. Yes. And also for items, this is my problem with the items. I don't want it to be like, oh, you get this item, this item. No, I want to be items where you need this item to progress. And I don't want it to be, oh, I give you the item right then and there. I want it to be where you go, where you have your own collection of power-ups. As in, while you're in the middle of a storm, you're going to do the power-up right then and there. I don't want it to be like, oh, you have this power-up. And of course, when you get hit, go do the power-up. But I want it to be where... Actually, you shouldn't even have that either. You shouldn't even have that either. You should have your own power meter based on that power up. If the power up is broken, you should have a meter like out of three. Like if it's a super power up, not like star. I'm talking about like a power up where ass is just plain out broken. You should have a power like one. Like if you just get hit by anything, boom. You gotta start the level over or whatever. So basically, the item. You should have an item. I believe that when you have a flower, the feather, and you get hit, you lose the feather. I don't like that. I don't find that fair. But although people be like, oh, and the game will be broken if you just get hit and nothing happens. I'm like, that's why you change the power meter. That's why you change the power. But I want items to win as attached to the item in order to progress. I don't want it to be something random. Like the star. I don't think the star should be an item. The star should be an item, but I don't think that it should be in a freaking hidden block. Especially when it's not needed. That's what happens most of the time. And returning items, no. And some items, here's what I'm going to cancel right about now. They can bring back the mech. If they have, you know how, what's the game? Get to me. Super Mario 64, get to me. Tiny Huge Island, that's what it's called. Number 414. Is it called 14?
A I thought it was 13.
Tiny Huge Allen, 13. Well, it probably is 13, because it can't be 14. I know 15 is right. No, 14 is on TikTok, that clock thing, so it is 13. Nevertheless, you know how it'd be huge? That'd be a good time to camp in the Mega Mushroom and the Mini Mushroom. You have to do some Mini Mushroom up in her. You got Mega, let's do some Mini up in her. They get the secret areas, like when you normal size, and you see this little small thing, you can use the Mini Mushroom and explore, and who knows what you might find. Don't be all Mega Mushroom just to kill everything in your way. Goodness. Try Mini, and have the Mega Mushroom where as, like, if you, I know, like, some Mario games, they have huge enemies. Put that Mega Mushroom up in there with Nancy in it. And when you have Mini Mushroom, like, put a final extra, yes. I don't want these items to be given to you when you definitely don't need it or there's no purpose. They can have some levels where they just give it to you like that, but come on. But that's not for the business.
All right, okay, Toadette.
Well, definitely want Toadette to return. Mm-hmm. Like RC said, I think it'd be cool to have. I think it'd be cool to have some power up return, like some new Super Mario Brothers power ups. I would really like to see like the mini and Mega Mushrooms and the Super Acorn or the Penguin Suit. Penguin Suit and Iceland would be pretty cool because then like Mario could you could allow Mario to walk on the ice without slipping or anything or something like that. That'd be pretty cool.
What traction?
Yeah, no traction. I just think it'd be... I don't know, it'd be cool to have some returning power-ups, but, like, returning new power-ups. I like nostalgia as much as the next person, but Nintendo's been focusing on it too much recently, in my opinion. They should add some recent stuff.
Okay, Timmy?
As for me, for power-ups, I would like to see, for power-ups, I'd like to see, like, the Ice Brow return, but, like, not just to skate on water. Oh my god, it's freaking dog. Anyway, sorry. I'd like to see the Ice Flower return, but, like, not just to skate on water, like, so that you can actually shoot ice balls. I'd also like to see, like a level that takes place in the sky, and I don't really know that much, but like I also like to see like power-ups that can hinder you, like poison shrooms and whatnot, and like Boo said, I want a power beam instead of getting you shrunk because you hit this enemy. But yeah, that's pretty much what I think.
What do you mean by in the sky? I'm just curious.
Oh, like a cloud level and stuff like that.
Okay, because when you said that, I'm like, Galaxy? There's two games. But okay.
And also, like, I'd like to see the power-ups that, like, don't just appear for, like, three levels in the whole game. Because that just... it's not good. It just makes the item feel useless.
Okay, what would I like to see return? Well, I'd like to bring up an interesting point before I get into that. If in new Mario, I want to see new, other than returning items, obviously, like, we're gonna have, like, Mushroom, Fire Flower, Ice Flower, I guess, the Star, you know, things like that. But I want to see, like, new power-ups that are just mind-boggling, you know? Like, I remember the first time I saw Mega Mushroom on New Super Mario Bros. DS. And I was, like, amazed. I was like, oh, look how big Mario is. I was like, wow, this is so amazing. And that sounds cheesy, but that's how I was when I was, like, freaking 10 years old. So I would like to see something that would just make my mind, like, go, like, wow, that's amazing or that's cool. Like, just something that in that similar fashion. Like, have a power up, like, let me think. Have a power up, like, where everything goes, like, rainbow on the screen. Like, everything just goes crazy. Or, like, if you're gonna do the coin thing again, like, make every enemy in the world, like, turn gold, and when you hit them, like, what they did with these smiles, dude, that was cool. I don't know, they could think of something, just a new power-up that would be interesting and have unique effects. I want to see something like that. Hey, back to our topic at hand, power-ups, I already said, the basics are going to return, definitely. But in terms of, like, what would I like to see return, obviously I want to see the Leaf return again, because I've grown attached to the Leaf, sort of. I don't know. Ever since they've had that little spawn of, like, leaves everywhere, since, like, new Super Mario 3 Land, I've been, like, obsessed with the Leaf. I've been like, the Leaf, yes! So I really want to see more of the Leaf. The squirrel suit would be cool as well, especially in like a 3D Mario game. So that would be cool to see as well. And other than that, I would say feather, but the Leaf is basically sort of a feather in a way, not exactly, but sort of the same effect. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But yeah. In terms of enemies, I want to see like Mr. Blizzard and Scuttlebugs return again. I know Scuttlebugs returned in Super Mario Sticker Star, but I want to see more of them. I want to see that Mr. I appear again. You know, from
yes.
Super Mario 64. I loved Mr. I.
Yes.
It was so juicy. And that's pretty much all I can think of. I can't really think of a location I would like exactly to return. Like, when I think of exactly return, I'm thinking of, like, a level in the game. Like, how the throwback galaxy that Super Mario Galaxy 2 had. I don't know exactly. So I don't want to see any... I don't want to see any things that'll piss me off return. Like, I don't want to see that freaking Rainbow Ride return. I couldn't stand Rainbow Ride on Super Mario 64. It was so wonderful, but I couldn't stand it. I would constantly fall. And every time I
had
to go back, I'd be like, oh my god.
Don't you hate that castle in the sky? It was hard to get up there.
I couldn't stand it. Oh my god. I don't want... it would be nice to see it remade in HD, but still, I don't want to see it.
See, but that's right. Kind of...
What? Go ahead, see.
That music. That music, like that music, it was just like, it's literally like the music you hear in hell. Yeah.
What were you saying?
The music when you're heart pulsing, hands gripping your Nintendo 64, ready to crush it, eyes blazing with anger, your veins ready to pop, and here's a game of like, oh god, damn, I died again!
What were you saying, Super Zamasy?
Oh, I thought it was interesting that you brought up that specific level, because when you mentioned it, we all agreed, like, oh my gosh, that was the worst. No, don't bring it back. But that brings up another interesting point, a challenge. And since we're talking about things that we want to return, I kind of want that. I kind of want something like, maybe not as drastic as Rainbow Road, but I want that challenge, because I remember... that one, and I even had trouble with TikTok Clock. Like, you would be all the way at the top, or
and
like
fall
a,
all the way down.
And fall the entire way, and you're like, oh exactly. My gosh, are you freaking kidding me? So, I don't know, I kind of miss that, and I would like to see something like that.
you go, Boop, you go.
I don't know, have any of y'all played the Kaizo Mario 64?
No.
Oh, I'm the only one who played it? That game is oh my god, when I say ridiculously, stupendously hard, I would love, like, a game like Kaizo Mario 64. It's basically like Super Mario 64, but they changed it so bad that you gotta make precise jumps. And mind you, the last one, Bowser, the third level of Bowser and the final one, everything disappears. So you have to know the whole schematics. If not, you might just fall straight down because everything is disappeared. All you need to see is nothing. It's just enemies standing up here. Oh my god. If they make like a Kaizo Mario, that would be very good. It'd be like, and it'd be a tournament. Like, who can complete this level? This level is so hard. I would love a Kaizo Mario. They don't have to go overboard, but I would love it.
Like, I want hard levels, but I don't want, like, annoying mechanics in it. Like, hard, yeah. Not annoying.
Yeah, that's why I said I want Rainbow Ride to return, because it was challenging, but it was also annoying. But I do get SC's point about how it would be nice to see something that, you know, is more challenging, and because, you know, I do think that they made these smart ones more challenging, so I definitely have I definitely have high hopes that they're gonna make the next Mario game have challenging stuff. So I'm not like negative on that. It's just, yeah, I would like to see something more challenging. It's like Timmy said, not annoying though.
That freaking frog! That frog was annoying because you had to stay on the frog and it disappears. You were like, mind you, they find you in order to go up. You gotta jump on this platform, and then you gotta stay on the frog. I'm like, what's the purpose of me standing on the frog? I have to do a wall jump in here to get up.
All right, let's move on to our next question. How can the Wii U gamepad be utilized? Now, how exactly would you picture this Mario Wii U being used with this Wii U controller? You think the basics that were just around, run, and then jump, etc.? Or do you think there could be a unique playstyle they could do? What do you think, Super Zamasu?
If they could, I would just say, just use a stinking controller. I really don't care that much. But looking back at things like the Wii, which also had an interesting controller, they used a little bit of waggle, they used pointers to do various things on the screen. You like the pointer or something?
Oh, the pointer on the screen,
You said waggle.
The print on the screen, I like it for collecting things because especially I don't like the control because at times it can really get out of control. You'd be like, I didn't want to do this, I didn't want them to do that, and then you know you fall and die.
Mm-hmm. See, if they keep it simple and basic, like even the spin jump, you just shake it once, but I don't need anything super intense on the gamepad. Just maybe you show up at a wall or something and there's like some puzzle you have to do and you quickly look at your gamepad and you do zip 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 something, and then that's it, you know? And there is a pointer on the Wii U gamepad, so just use that just the way you did in Galaxy and you'll be fine. I don't know what they'll actually display on the screen because you don't really need a map for Mario games. But you never know what kind of game this will be. It might be something like 64 where you're going to have this big open space and you're going to want a map. So hopefully that.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, yes, I agree. Not stealing, I agree with the Super Zamasu. Yes, I don't want it to be where in order to execute this move, you have to do this, that, this. No. You can just get basically the control stick, and that's all you need. Puzzles, game, like as you said, the gamepad, yes. You can use the puzzles, like, whereas you have the hands-on touch, or basically... Oh my god, everything as he said, I completely agree, because on Super Mario Galaxy, I had problems. I'm not lying. I had problems where it doesn't spin jump, or at times, I don't even know, it's probably my controls, the nunchuck itself. It basically, I point in one direction, it goes the other direction. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then after the pointer, this, that. And plus, at times, the Wii remote want to act the way you want to act. So basically, control stick is the way to go. And do your little puzzles on the gamepad, like, you have to trace this or do this little thing. Yes.
Toadette?
Yes, I'm thinking Toadette. What is the question?
How do you think the Wii U should be utilized, the gamepad?
Yes. I feel like, the Wii U bottom screen could be used as, like, a great thing for, like, a map, so, you know, you don't have to waste time looking at the screen. Like how in Super Mario 64 DS, they had, like, that little bottom screen map and, like, the little buttons you could use to readjust your camera. I thought that was pretty useful. Of course, it could also always be, like, something where, like, you know, you can only, like, imagine, like, if there was, like, a secret decoder thing that Mario can get, and, like, you can turn it on the gamepad, and if you, like, you could, like, point your gamepad at the TV, and it shows stuff through the gamepad that you wouldn't see through the TV, but, like, it's, like, the same thing, but, like, an extra thing showing up, like, you know, kind of, like, you know, you suddenly see something that you did before. I always figured that would be kind of...
OK, Okay, Timmy.
The Wii U gamepad, I don't really think they can do anything special. I mean, they just need, like, the basic controls, like, the control stick and pressing A to jump or whatever, but, like, for the gamepad, like, the only thing I can really see it being used for is, like, as a map and, like, to show, like, where the star is or whatever you have to collect in the next Mario game, but, yeah, that's pretty much all I can see it being used for, a map and showing where the star is.
As for me, I think it should just be used basically, like, unless they're gonna be doing, I don't know, like, what gimmicks and stuff they might be having, but, and let's just say they're not using any special gimmicks. If they're not using really a special gimmick, then I do think that they should just keep it basic, like, just control stick, A, and then all those other things. Just keep it basic, but if they're gonna have something special, which I think that they should sort of have something more gimmicky, because it's the freaking Wii U gamepad. There's so much they can do with it. So I do definitely think they should utilize it in some special way. It's just what way, that's what I'm trying to say. It depends on how they're going to make the game go. There's many ways the game can go. So it would be hard for me to say specifically, oh, they should use it for this if they want to do that. So I can't say exactly, but I do think that they should use it, utilize it the best way they can, and make sure that it's interesting and it's fun to play with, and make sure the gamepad is not to be made useless where you can just use the freaking Wiimote. I'm sorry, I want to see more of the gamepad involved. That's all I'm going to say. All right, let's move on to our next and final question. Any kind of co-op or multiplayer do you want to see in the game? Do you want what type of like co-op or multiplayer could they have for like an adventure, a Mario like adventure / platform game? Like how would that really work? Like, I don't think Super Mario Galaxy had any co-op, and the previous Mario games didn't have any co-op either, but do you think they should have some co-op or some type of multiplayer involved? What do you think, Super Zamazy?
Well, I'm trying to look back at Super Mario 64 DS. I never got to play that. Well, I played by myself, but come on, that's not fun. I never got to experience that. Did you guys try that multiplayer?
On what?
Super Mario 64 DS?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
No.
I do it with my other DS.
Was it any fun?
It was fun for us, but I got old fast. Then again, I kind of cheated. I was never actually playing with another person. I just played with myself because I had two DSs.
Well, I've actually played with another person with one of my friends before, and it was actually annoying. I'll actually use the word annoying, because I remember when I would do it, I would be so pissed off, because with the Yoshis and stuff, you're taking the person and like putting them in their mouth and then spinning them out. My friend would do that freaking a lot, and I'd be getting pissed off as anything. So it's interesting to a point, but it's like Toadette said, it gets old very fast. You don't want to do it more than, like, two or three times. After that, you'll be like, okay, please, that's enough.
And that makes me wonder, is that what we'll be seeing if they do a multiplayer kind of experience? I mean, and then we're talking about Nintendo. When I heard that, like, Dead Space and BioShock and Tomb Raider were going to have multiplayer components, I kind of, like, rolled my eyes, you know, like, oh, great, some kind of tacked-on multiplayer. But with Nintendo, I feel like it's a little different. I feel they actually go the extra mile to make it worthwhile, make it good, because some of those multiplayer modes are pretty bad. So, like, when I heard Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon was going to have multiplayer, I didn't roll my eyes. I kind of said, well, this will be interesting. I'm interested to see how this goes. I haven't tried it yet. I can't say if it's any good. But it looks good. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to have multiplayer. I would like them to have some kind of multiplayer, because I want as many Wii U games that... Mario Wii U games to have multiplayer, so we can use them for community nights, because I'd like that.
But don't you agree that, like, even if they do multiplayer, they shouldn't, like, focus on that mainly? They should focus on, like, the main mode, right?
Agree 100%. Only if the... for single player is perfect, can you even start thinking about multiplayer? Because that's why I buy these games. I do not buy them for multiplayer. Not at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, what about you, Dark Boo?
Uh-oh. Multiplayer. I don't know. It depends on what they do. I don't want it to be the same screen multiplayer. Because I like it when you split up. One go one direction, one go the other. I don't like it when it's the same screen because people are slow, dim-witted, want to act stupid, or want to explore everything, or really, inquisitive, want to know why this kid back there, etc., etc. So if it's split screen, I'm all right with it.
I never really cared about multiplayer because I never had anyone to play with. Like, my mom and dad would like to play with me, but they weren't very good. They didn't really play Nintendo that much. My mom never really played video games at all, and my dad, he was more of a Sonic person than a Mario person. So both of them didn't really know how to play. And I don't have any brothers or sisters, and all my cousins live far away, so I never really had anyone to play Mario with. Except, like, Mario Party, but that's always going to be multiplayer no matter what. I mean, imagine a Mario Party with no multiplayer. What would be the point of it? But when they started introducing Wi-Fi, I was like, hey, you know what? I can connect with my friends who do not live here near me, and we can play the video games. And now I get excited every time I see a new game that both me and my friend want. And it has Wi-Fi, and we're like, yeah, let's kick ass together, or kick each other's asses, I don't know. Either way, we'll be fine. And, I don't know, multiplayer is like a two-sided track for me. It depends on what kind of multiplayer it is. One thing, the only thing I dislike, big shocker, I actually dislike something about Fire Emblem for once, is that this one, it doesn't have any Wi-Fi. I mean, it has DLC, but that's about it. The only multiplayer it has is, it has Street Pass. Like, if you Street Pass someone, you can get, like, their team, but you can't actually... I mean, the only way you can play with someone is if they're near you. Like, so you can't play with your friends who have the game that live in, like, another city or something. You have to play with people who have the game and are right next to you, and that's something that made me upset, because both me and my friend, we are apeshit crazy about this game. We love it so much, but now we're really sad, because we can't play with each other, because we spent so much time training our teams and all, and we're like, oh, everyone else is weak, we want to fight each other! I just want to be able to play with my friends who live in, like, Philadelphia and Texas and Arizona, and it's just like,
Agreed.
Timmy?
As for me, I don't mind if they put multiplayer or not, but, like, honestly, like, the only kind of multiplayer I see is, like, not really for the main game, but, like, more so, like, mini-games or whatever, and... But, like, if they do put it in the main game, I'd like it, like, split screen, and, like, everyone has, like, their own power-ups and, like, power meter and whatnot. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I can see from multiplayer. And also, if somehow Wi-Fi could be in there.
Well, it's like I said earlier, it would be cool to have multiplayer, like, have Wi-Fi or something, but it shouldn't be their main focus. I think they should focus mainly on the main mode itself, solo player, and all the things around it. And if they do have room to make multiplayer, I mean, why not? I mean, it can't hurt any separate mode for multiplayer. But it's just focus on the main mode first and make sure that's perfect and good and ready to go. Then if you want to add something else that's perfectly fine, you just make sure the main game is good first. And that's all I'm going to say. Okay. Thank you guys for joining us today. Ooh, this has been a long discussion, but I thought it was very informative. I hope you guys enjoyed. And now, we're gonna go into our final words. Super Zamazee, final words?
I am really excited about Mario Wii U. We will know more about it in 4 months at E3, because they said they will reveal it then. So, really excited, and it was a good, very good podcast. Good discussions. I assume it's real at this point. So,
stop kidding!
My fingers crossed. Dark Boo, maybe?
Oh! It was me? What the hell? I didn't even hear my name!
Dark Boo?
Do y'all hear me?
Yes!
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't hear my name. I'm sorry. Oh my god, what are we doing? What the hell? Oh my god, I'm sorry. Repeat the, it's five words, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. Apparently, I don't know what happened. I thought it was final words, but I didn't hear my name. Went down here with Dark Boo. I was like, hey, they like Dark Boo. Like, but nonetheless, I hope y'all enjoy this podcast. But, adding in my little two piece and a biscuit with Ed Z on the side because he had my ideas. So, I hope y'all enjoyed this. Very good. I don't know if I'm about to be so good, but, yes, I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. Yes.
I'm really excited to see what Mario Wii U entails. Here's hoping for a little bit of Toadette, maybe even like a 3 second cameo. I just want to see a fat little bastard in HD for once. I want to see it be all like, hey, it's me, I'm Toadette, and I'm fat and cute and pink. And, I really want to see what they do with Mario. I want to see how like my kids will play Mario in the future, and how will I play Mario as an adult, and how will I play Mario now as a sophomore in high school.
I'll guess I'll go. anyways, yes. I know we had like a few interruptions and awkward silences at times and random background noise, but I'm glad we got into this discussion, and yes, I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and that is all.
Alright then, now let's get out the ending information. If you want to guest star on the podcast, or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. You can check out our Mario Legacy and our form at MarioParlegacy.com, MarioParlegacy.com/form. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at mpimpfs.marioparlegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and at our Facebook page, MPL Network. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarYou. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm SpiderStarYou as well. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. Yes, you'll love them. And do you guys want to plug anything in?
Actually, yes, I do. Mario Party Legacy also has a YouTube page. It's just user/Mario Party Legacy. Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, it'll all be uploaded there. A full walkthrough of the game. Check it out. We already have 3 videos up. So, yeah. And our guides. Check our guides on the main site, MarioPartyLegacy.com, because I'm working my butt off on those, and I have sleepless nights. Well, not yet. But please, go check them out. There are pictures and texts and all that good stuff. Please check it out.
Anyone else?
Subscribe to me on Facebook. Wow. YouTube.com/5165344. I have yet to put a video up there. At the last 2 videos I recorded, scratch your video days from my phone. I have a new phone now. So those videos, I gotta get those videos too, because that camera's good instead of my camera. Yeah, get a new one anyway. Anybody else don't have any information?
No.
Well, okay then. Thank you guys so much for watching the podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Later.
Later.
Bye.